Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Jim's out, not up to par this morning. And Randy graciously filled in this morning to get us going. When I walked in the door, Gene said, "Can you fill up about 30 minutes?" So, don't anybody, please don't start a timer.
I'm glad he asked you and not me.
Yeah.
I'm happy to decline.
All right. You say nice now. I was this week. Kathy and I were up in Gaylord, Michigan, and by the way, the snow was kind of deep up there. But we spoke with a lady at one of our stops up there that she told us a story, and it made me stop to think. This time of year, we stop to think maybe this is the time we celebrate that Christ was born for us. He was born into this world for us. And we ask a lot of things of him. She told us the story of her son, a 21-year-old young man in the Marine Corps. He wasn't feeling well. And he had a lot of tests done. The Marines have pretty good health care program. He was going to have heart surgery. And his mom lived near Gaylord, Michigan. He was in Parris Island, North Carolina. They sent him to South Carolina for these tests and heart surgery. To find out, it wasn't a bad heart. He had leukemia. And correct me if I'm wrong, honey, he had a tumor, like a football-sized tumor, behind his heart. And this was fairly advanced. So mom is in her car with her younger son, and they're headed for South Carolina. She stopped to get gas, and she went inside in the station, and she said she was just standing there, and she couldn't help it. Tears start coming. She's just standing there. You know, the weight of the world is on your shoulders. And you've all felt it. You've all felt that way at one time or another. A man standing there asked her, "Is everything okay?" And she said, "I couldn't help it. I just poured out my story." He said, "Can we step over here for a minute?" So they stepped off to the side, and he took her hands and he began to pray. And as they prayed, she said the tears stopped. She felt like a weight was lifting off her. She felt she could handle whatever God had given her and given her son. Now, this fellow that she was talking to was a Baptist minister. He believed in his heart. He passed that on to her. She began to believe in her heart that God can do wonderful things. I guess my question right now would be, have you ever felt like God touched you? You ever felt that weight lift up off of you? I don't. If you, when you become a believer and when you get saved, you're still a sinner, but that weight is gone. Christ was born to take away our sin. I have a couple of verses here that, thanks Gene for helping me out this morning, giving me some pretty good material to work with. It's about how Christ reached out and touched people, how he helped them. The first reading is in Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. When he came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will be thou clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleaned. And Jesus saith unto him, "See thou tell no man, but go thy way, shew thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them." The leper asked to be clean, to be cleansed from his affliction. Jesus said yes, and took away he didn't take away his sin then, but he took away his illness. This man was touched by the hand of God. And when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, "Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." And Jesus saith unto him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." And that's kind of interesting. Jesus, this holy man, is going to go into a centurion's home, and the centurion said, "I am not worthy." Very humble, as we all should be before the Lord. Be humble before the Lord. "For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doth it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And Jesus said unto the centurion, "Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee." And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. Today we have doctors and medicine and hospitals and a lot of research, a lot of things that go into making someone better, making them feel better, making their quality of life a little better. None of it's possible without God. Did God give you the ability to wire a building and make the lights come on? Yes, he did. God give you the ability to stand up and speak and say, "I love Jesus"? Yes, he did. He grants us many gifts. Some we don't even have to ask for. Believe in God. Believe that Jesus lived and died for you. And that's all, really all you have to do. I saw it on a TV show once, and it's kind of stuck with me. God always answers prayers. Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes it's no. Sometimes it's not yet. But he does answer the prayer. And he gives you many gifts. And all he asks is that you worship in return. In Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10, another example of how Christ will reach out even when you're not looking. Chapter 7, verse 1. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant was dear to him and sick and ready to die. Jesus went with him. He healed the servant. And he said he had not found faith so great in Israel. I feel very inadequate to stand before you and read to you the gospel. I believe in Jesus. I believe that Jesus saved me. I believe he died for me. I believe he was born to save me. This time of year, we'd look to say, Jesus, why? You ever ask yourself that? Why me, Lord? I've asked that many times. I've had my share of illness, and I ask myself, why am I still here? There's a reason for everything. All these things that we see each day, there's a reason for them. Does anyone have anything they'd like to share about how they feel that Jesus has touched them? How life has been made a little bit better? Anybody want to tell a story? We've witnessed miracles in our own home. Sitting right back there. We've seen the hand of God put us through trials and tribulations. We're still here. And we will, until the day that we are called home, we will glorify God. We will thank Jesus. When Gene asked me if I could fill up 30 minutes, well, I don't even know if I can do 20. I could stand here all day and tell you what it means to me. In your heart, you know your heart. Only two know your true heart. You and God. You know what you believe. You know how much you believe it. The only thing that you have, and I've heard Jim say this many times, the only thing that you have that no one else can control is your own thoughts. Those are yours, and they're between you and God. Your relationship with God is between you and Him, not between you and me. You don't have to justify anything to me, nor I to you. I can stand here and preach all day that, you know, I love God, I love Jesus, I love my wife, my family. But the only one that knows it for sure, myself and God. I said I could preach all day about that. It means a great deal to me. I'm a sinner, as are we all. I've been saved. I was sitting right here in this church when I asked God to take this load from me, whatever I was carrying. I can't do it myself, because I'll make a mess of it. And I said, God, help me. Much like the centurion said to Jesus, just say the word. That's all you need to do. And I said, God, help me. I need your help. I can't do this anymore. The worry was lifted. The burden was gone. I didn't have, at that point, I didn't have a physical malady. I had a mental problem, I guess you could say. And much like the woman that told us her story in Michigan this past week, I heard God say, I got this. I just like to think about things like that. Kind of warms the heart a little. Let's have a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the day you've given us. Thank you for the life you've given us, and thank you for saving us, guiding us, listening to us. We know we can come to you at any time. We know that you were born for us. We know that you died for us to take our sins. For that we give you great thanks. We will worship and pray to you. God, thank you for watching over us today. Thank you for the many gifts you've given us. Thank you for giving us your Son. In your holy name, amen. Okay, we're going to do hymn number 621. Turn your eyes. Sing the first verse. Is that it? Is that enough, Susie, or you want more?
That's enough.
Thanks for putting up with me for a few minutes today. I hope I can take a little bit of something out of what I've talked about. I hope your day goes well. I hope you know where God is and where he's at in your heart. Tommy, would you close with prayer today, please?
Thank you, Lord, for the day that you have given us the opportunity to be here today and worship you and hear your word. Please be with us this week as we go and try to be examples to those around us and be light in the darkness. In Jesus' name, amen.